Well, it seems like turnip greens are more valuable than the turnips themselves.
They are. I think they're better for you. More iron in them.
Uh-huh. Do you ever eat the turnips?
Oh, I've eaten everything that grows except collards, and I don't like those. But I like every other. I can't eat them since I've had a bad stomach.
Uh-huh.
But I like everything. Now these children don't. Now Ann and Molly have, since I've been here the last time, they've eaten turnip greens out of that patch up there and across over here, and they have a big turnip patch, and up there the other Nana's house and William's house, they all have them. And William used to always, they'd have okra, and years ago when I had the back porch across the back of the house, I would plant tomato seed in boxes and have them under the shed there, and at night I'd cover them up with a newspaper and I'd water them, and that would kind of force them, you know. And I'd give all of them on the plantation, just all the tomato plants they wanted to, they say, set out.
Aww.
And then I would have a garden and have them in there. And then if I had more than I could use, and they would can them, and we would too, I'd give them to them by the dish pans full. And then they would bring me what they had.
Wow.
Well, yeah, they've always never sell you anything like that, because we let them use the machinery to run, to wake their gardens with, don't you see? They do it on their time, but they use the machinery and a little extra land around the houses they use to make their gardens.
Yeah.
If they're any account of progressive, we say, and some of them would be so lazy, they wouldn't even, for a while, my cook up there, he ate here in the kitchen with me, and he didn't care about having a garden for his wife and children. He wouldn't fool with it. What, she didn't dig up plain herself. But the others, the men at home, they did. Then after he not cooking for me now, I notice, as I say, he's had this nice turnip patch up there.
Uh-huh. Do you grow tomatoes of different sizes? Are some bigger than others?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you could buy, they're different varieties.
Uh-huh.
So many of them now use those little tiny cocktail tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
When I was a child, everybody had those little tiny tomatoes on bushes in the gardens and things that would make ketchup and stuff out of it.
Out of the little ones?
Out of the little ones, both that did the big ones, and would slice the big ones and eat them. But my father always had a splendid garden. We had everything in our garden over home. From starting January, making your garden and planting, have onions and English peas and all those kind of things. And my father had, we'd go in there in the mornings, and I say we, the children of the colored people on the place, and get a triple dish pans full of strawberries. He had a big strawberry patch, but he made his boys keep that strawberry patch. Made George Reese, and you've met my brother, haven't you, George?
I don't think so.
Haven't you? Well, he was just a little fella then, but, and he had a brother named Dudley, and they would have to pull the weeds out of the strawberry patch, because weeds will choke or ruin your strawberries, and you'd put pine straw away between the rows so the strawberries wouldn't get so much dirt on them. So you wouldn't have to wash them away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, George Reese in Montgomery last year bought him real early. I was with him. He bought some tomato plants that were about this high, tall, spindly ones. He bought about six. Well, he kept those in his house at home for about 2 weeks before he put them out in the ground and would water them and tend to them there. And then when he planted, when I was up there 2 weeks ago, they still had some little old tomatoes that had gotten down about that big across the windowsill in his kitchen. Some of them were green and some of them were half ripe. He said he'd pull the last of his tomatoes in his flower beds up against the house.
We've said a lot of these things I'm trying to get us to say.